Mike Kinzel in studio. Got Mayor Bob Ryan with us as well.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes, we do. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Tough meeting last night. Not as long as I had expected. Most of it was involving you. And I guess the first question is, personally, how are you doing? Where are you at?
Well, personally, I'm fine. I'm doing what I need to do. It's always a battle because, my battle is a public battle, obviously. But I'm doing everything I need to do to take care of myself personally, to take care of my family. Right now we're having a tough time at home. We have a 3-year-old Boston Terrier named Fido who slipped a disc in his back and had to be operated on this weekend, and he's paralyzed from the middle of the back. So,
wow.
So he's got no hind legs. So that's, when you look at a dog like that, that makes me a lot more sad than what's going on in my own life.
How about your family? Are they holding up under all of this? In the fishbowl.
They are. My wife is a special woman. I'm glad, I'm very happy that she's around. I mean, I would not know what I'd ever do without her. And my kids, they're well aware of what's going on. They're young, but it's the life that we live. And they understand everything that's happening. They understand what their dad is all about and always have. We don't keep secrets from them. We do it as a family. And but personally, I'm okay. I mean, I've, been sober for 40-some-odd days. And,
And counting.
And we'll talk about it sometime in the future when it's at 40-some months. So. I'll be sitting right in this studio.
Just your thoughts last night. Were you a little disappointed that that resolution to terminate these proceedings was shot down 9-7?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was disappointing. I knew it would be close. I had it 9-7, 8-8 in both directions. But, life goes on. There's a process now where they have to choose attorneys, and they have to vote to choose those attorneys. That's the next step. Also, I would like them to hear from my attorneys and what they have on this whole thing. I mean, I think one thing we have to remember is that, there are certain rules for removal from office, and that's called malfeasance in office. And I know, and my attorneys know, and the public will know that that is not the case.
How long would a proceeding like this take, do you think? I mean, it's anybody's guess,
I assume. I think we're looking at least a week of 8-hour days.
For the hearing process?
For the hearing process. Quasi-judicial hearing process will take at least a week, maybe more. It'll be some long days.
This thing keeps getting stretched out. Now, of course, the recall election's another question, but this hearing process, I mean, we're looking at being into early next year probably before the whole thing's taken care of.
Probably. That's probably what we're looking at this point, unless when it comes to attorneys, if they look at what's out there, the prosecutor, obviously, if he would look at what's out there and say this doesn't meet malfeasance in office, they would probably make the right decision at that point. One thing we have to look at also, in order for removal, it has to be they need at least 12 votes on the council, 12 out of the 16. Indicators are that it's definitely going in the other direction on ever reaching 12 votes, so it may be an exercise in futility, so to speak.
You're calling in an attorney to give you legal advice. Do you look for an attorney to say, "Oh, stop the proceeding here"? I guess we don't have enough, or what are they going to hear?
On my end?
No, on their end.
Attorneys are attorneys, and no offense to my attorneys, but I have a brother who's an attorney, so I can say
I have
say
a daughter
this,
who's
but,
one.
An attorney always looks at something and says, "Sure, we can work it."
Right.
I guess we have to see what happens.
We shall see. One question for you. If you get through this whole thing, recall, or the hearing procedure, we get to 2013 and it's time for re-election, would you run again?
Oh, of course I would. Of course I would. I still love the job I do. I still have a lot to offer the city. I have every intention of fulfilling this term, of doing some good things. One thing I haven't had in this whole process, I've had nobody fault me for the job I've done in office. the things that I am, my faults are personal faults. They're on my own time. You know, alcoholism is it's an insidious disease. It's not an excuse for my behavior. But along with that comes relapses, and I've had a few. I'm doing everything now to make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, I mean, there was one individual spoke at public forum last night, and she's talking about, the mayor, if he, gets into this proceeding, he may just resign anyway because he can't handle the pressure and he's going to, alcoholics that have relapses, it doesn't happen the day the pressure comes on. It happens a month before when you start getting off of doing the things you're supposed to do, which is, taking care of yourself, going to your meetings, with any sponsor you may have and things of that sort. It has nothing to do with the pressure of the day. It's not preparing for the pressure of that day.
How about the recall effort? What are you hearing about that? Obviously, you hear mostly from people who kind of agree with you.
Well,
are in your camp.
Yeah, from what I understand, there were a couple meetings this weekend with a grand total of maybe 20 people that showed up, so it doesn't seem like it really has wheels, so to speak.
4,000 signatures in 60 days. Well, now, 2 weeks less than 60 days, really.
Well, so, and in reality, it's, more like 5,000 because you have to have 4,200 verified. I don't see it happening, but if it does, I'll look forward to running another campaign.
And there is a cost to a recall election as well.
There is a cost unless it comes on to I believe that some people have spoken to the state. It could be held along with the primary election in the spring.
You've said right from the beginning, if there's an effort to remove you, that's the way to go.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's called the democratic process. Another thing we need to look at is the whole removal process. Number one, it requires malfeasance in office. Number two, it's never been done. There's no case law for it. It's uncharted territory. I believe that everything that I've ever done is already out there. My poor behavior has already been exposed. So to speak, there's no smoking guns hiding in this whole thing. I've apologized for that. It's obviously nothing I ever intended to do was to go out on a Friday night and stay out for 2 days. That's not what I'm all about. It happened. It happened on my own time. It's not excusable. Don't get me wrong. But it's part of relapsing as an alcoholic. I just have to do everything I do to make sure it never happens again. And that is one thing that I have done is there was a letter that went in with the council packet last night that was connected, attached to the motion to terminate this removal process that basically states just that. If I ever do have a relapse again, I will resign immediately and voluntarily.
And I guess what you've said all along is, I've apologized. I mean, how many times can you apologize? You've stated your position.
Well, after a while, you apologize. It gets to be meaningless for the public and almost feel meaningless yourself if you apologize too much.
Thank you very much. Out of time this morning. Time goes fast. Appreciate you coming by after kind of a tough night at the council.
Well, it's just all part of the job, and I'm up to it, and we'll continue on.
Mayor Bob Ryan, our guest this morning.